Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Kamal Ravikant's Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It. Sophie, I have to ask, did the title make you roll your eyes at first? Was that just me?
Oh, 100%. I picked it up thinking, okay, another self-love book with a catchy title. But then I read the first chapter and realized this is anything but that. This book came out of a really dark place for Ravikant, and it shows.
Right? He was at rock bottom, depressed, suicidal, feeling like a complete failure, even though he'd achieved a lot by normal standards. And he tried this one thing that felt almost embarrassing in its simplicity.
He started repeating, "I love myself," over and over, like out loud, all day long. And he kept doing it even when his mind screamed that it was ridiculous.
I tried for a day just to see. And honestly, my inner critic was brutal. It was like, you love yourself? Please. But Ravikant says that resistance is proof it's working.
That's the key insight. He argues that self-love isn't a feeling, it's a decision. You don't wait until you feel worthy. You decide to love yourself unconditionally, and you repeat that decision until your brain rewires.
So it's less about bubble baths and more about neural pathways. He says every time we tell ourselves we're not good enough, we're strengthening a pathway of self-rejection. The practice is about building new ones.
Exactly.
And he's careful to say this isn't magic, it's just consistent repetition. The brain follows the paths you create. So if you keep saying, "I love myself," even when it feels fake, eventually it starts to feel true.
One thing that really stuck with me was the distinction between loving yourself and liking yourself. He says there will be moments when you don't like yourself at all, but you can still love yourself. Love is a commitment, not approval.
That's so freeing, because I think a lot of us give up on self-love the second we mess up. We think, well, I screwed up, so I don't deserve love right now. But Ravikant says no, that's exactly when you need it most.
He also talks about using physical touch, like putting your hand on your heart while you repeat the mantra. It grounds the practice in the body. I tried that, and it actually made a difference.
It activates the parasympathetic nervous system, so it calms you down. Plus, the heart is such a strong cultural symbol of love. It's a simple anchor you can use anytime.
Another part that hit me was about failure. He says when everything else is stripped away, money, status, respect, the only thing left is your relationship with yourself. And if that's rooted in love, you can survive anything.
He shares his own failures in the book, and they're not small. He lost companies, went broke, felt humiliated, but he kept loving himself through it, and that allowed him to bounce back without the shame dragging him down.
I think the biggest objection people have is that self-love is selfish. But he flips that. He says it's actually the most selfless thing you can do, because you can't pour from an empty cup.
Right.
When you love yourself, you have more patience, more compassion, more energy to give to others. You're less likely to burn out or take your frustrations out on people.
And there's this whole section on forgiveness. He says holding on to guilt and shame is just self-punishment that keeps you stuck in the past. Forgiveness isn't condoning what you did. It's releasing yourself so you can move forward.
That's hard. I know I carry stuff around for way longer than I need to, but he's right. It doesn't serve anyone. It just keeps the old neural pathway strong.
The practice itself is so simple that it almost feels like it can't work. But that's the whole point. You don't need hours of meditation. Just a few minutes in the morning, a hand on the heart during stress, a gentle reminder throughout the day.
Consistency over intensity. He says a small amount of self-love practice daily will have a far bigger impact than a big practice you can't sustain. That's realistic and doable.
For me, the takeaway is that self-love is a discipline, not a luxury. It's something you choose to do moment by moment, even when it feels fake. And over time, it changes everything.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Sophie, what's your one-line crystallization of this book?
Love yourself like your life depends on it, because in a very real sense, it does. The quality of your life is directly tied to the quality of your relationship with yourself. We'll see you in the next one.